and why the voice is the most essential of all instruments. That's the first of our postcards from the acting profession at 10:45 tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3. Broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio, you'll also find us in high definition online. Well, the time is now 11:30. It's time for Jazz Lineup, presented by Claire Martin.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Lineup. Today we're broadcasting from the legendary studios here at Maida Vale. On today's show, I'll be previewing some of the jazz content on offer at this year's Bath International Music Festival. And helping me guide through this year's programme will be broadcaster and journalist Kevin Legendre. Also in the studio, my special musical guests are the Simon Spillett Quartet, featuring the stellar lineup of Alec Dankworth on bass, Clark Tracy on drums, John Critchison on the piano and Simon Spillett on saxophone. And to whet your appetite, let's open with a track featuring one of Simon's key musical inspirations, British sax legend Tubby Hayes. In the company here of the Victor Feldman Big Band, this is Big Top. From a 4-CD box set, The Little Giant, released on Proper Records, that's Tubby Hayes playing with the star-studded Victor Feldman Big Man on the supercharged Big Top. And that box set is compiled by saxophonist Simon Spillett, who is our very special musical guest and joins me later on the show with his quartet. Well, Ellington disciple and bebop lover trumpeter Quentin Collins has teamed up with Australian tenor man Brandon Allen for his long-awaited new recording entitled What's It Gonna Be? The writing on this release is full of humour, groove and panache and doffs the cap at the classic blue note jazz of the 1950s and 60s. Enzo Zerilli plays drums in this outfit and he's the composer of the piece we've chosen. I've got a sneaky suspicion he might be the voice at the end. Ross Stanley completes the lineup on organ and this is Teeth for Tooth.
Excuse me, guys. Have you seen my teeth?
Quinton Collin and Brandon Allen with Teeth for Tooth from their new album What's It Gonna Be, and that's released tomorrow on Sunlight Square Records. Singer-songwriter Barbara Younger has released a new CD of Bob Dylan classics to mark the 70th birthday of this great poet. Barb brings her own unique style to these Dylan classics and has had much critical acclaim from the press and Dylan fans alike, which I can imagine would be a tough camp to sway. Her own arrangements breathe new life into each song, and here's my favourite track from the new CD, The Man in the Long Black Coat, and it's a retake on The Times They Are A-Changin'.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam. Admit that the waters around you have grown. Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sing like a stone. The times they are a-changing. Times they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen. Keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. Don't speak too soon for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. The times they are a-changing. Times they are a-changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it is a-raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Yeah, the times they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land. What you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can lend your hand. The times they are a-changing. Yes, the times they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast. And the present now will later be past.
Barb Younger with her spin on the classic The Times They Are A-Changin' from her new Lynn record release, which features four newly recorded tracks especially for the CD and coincides very nicely with Bob Dylan's birthday celebrations this week. He'll be 70 on May the 24th. And you can hear Barb singing Dylan's songbook on May the 25th at the Purcell Room. On May the 27th, she's at the Fairfield Hall in Croydon. She's in Edinburgh on August the 19th at the Queen's Hall. And on June the 17th, if you're in Scarborough and you know the Joseph Theatre, she'll be singing songs from the album Man in the Long Black Coat, which is released on May the 30th. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. The late, great Humphrey Lyttelton described British hard bop saxophonist Simon Spillett as formidable, and indeed over the past couple of years his star has risen meteorically. Born in 1974, Simon has been a professional musician since he turned 21 and has enjoyed many terrific reviews for his passionate commitment to unabashed, straight-ahead jazz. His love of tenor legend Tubby Hayes enticed journalist Jack Masaryk to hail him as a tubbyologist. And I'm now going to meet the man himself and find out how he feels about that. Simon Spillett, welcome.
Hi, Claire.
You compiled that box set that we mentioned earlier on. So you are a tabbyologist.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a tabby nut, actually, I think. Obsessive, I think, is the word.
So when did you first hear him?
He was one of the musical figures that I heard right at the beginning of when I started getting into jazz. I was interested in a lot of the American musicians like Stan Getz and Jerry Mulligan, who my dad sort of introduced me to their music. And Tubby was in there amongst that. So he's been there really almost from day one.
Well, you've had lessons with the legendary saxophonist Vic Ash. Was that the best road for you? And do you think it's a little bit more valuable than perhaps, say, the music college road, which you didn't do?
Well, it worked all right for me. I mean, I'm not saying that there's one set way of doing things, but I wanted to study with someone who'd had a great practical experience of playing jazz over a lifetime, and Vic was as good an example as any. And he was very encouraging, and it just worked for me.
Mm. Well, your success has been really well earned, and you've often been described as having a sort of old head on young shoulders. So have you always been driven and motivated?
Yeah, I suppose I have. I mean, my career happened in fits and spurts. It wasn't an overnight success. And I suppose the motivation in that is a long-term motivation. You know, I didn't suddenly want to become a jazz musician and then make a record. It took many, many years before I actually got anywhere.
But today, here you are, and you're going to play with some fantastic musicians. Tell us a little bit about these guys before you play your first set.
Well, on a gig that we did recently, a bit of publicity for the particular gig, described this rhythm section as British jazz royalty.
Nice.
And I don't see any real reason to disagree with that. I won't go on about the sort of pedigree of people like Clark and Alec because everybody knows about that. They're, you know, both from fantastic musical dynasties in British jazz. And with John Crichton on piano, of course, was with Ronnie Scott for 18 years or so. Mm. It is a link to that golden era of British jazz. I feel very, very pleased, very privileged to be working with these people. They're world class. They're fantastic.
Well, with John Crichton on piano and Clark Tracy on the drums, Alec Dankworth on the bass, of course, Simon Spillett on the sax, the first piece for this session for Jazz Lineup is No, I Wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Composed by Tubby Hayes, and you're listening to the first set of live music here on Jazz Lineup, recorded at the historic Maida Vale Studios, with Simon Spillett on the sax, John Critchison's playing the piano, Clark Trace's on drums, and Alec Dankworth's on bass. Their next piece is a composition by Jimmy Duker, and it's Bass House.
Thank you.
Bass House by Jimmy Duker, played by the Simon Spillett Quartet, and a lovely feature for bassist Alec Dankwith. So, Simon, I first started to hear about you back in sort of around 2006, 2007. And in 2007, you won the BBC Jazz Awards for Rising Star, so you must have been really thrilled. Did that help to sort of move your career along a bit?
It helped raise my profile in places where it hadn't been very visible before. Mm. So it did generate quite a bit of interest. It was a very lucky time for me, 2007. Mm. It all started happening, and I've never looked back since.
Great. So what is it about this style of sort of hard bop music that's got you so hooked? And do you listen to contemporary players, contemporary music, or are you Tubby all the way?
No, I think anybody who thinks I sit around all day listening to Tubby Hayes records is incorrect. Mm. I mean, I love Tubby, and it's the, you know, he is the big inspiration. But the other influences are very, very wide. And I think that's one of the things about being a jazz musician. Sometimes the jazz public don't always see the influences that go into making a jazz player play the way it plays. I love all the great saxophone players, you know, then and now. All the great Americans, Getz and Rollins and Coltrane, obviously. And I'm particularly fond of the great British players like Peter King and Bobby Wellens and Art Thiemann. And, you know, they give me great inspiration and influence.
What about players you're around your own age?
I don't meet any. No, I do. There's, Brandon Allen's a fantastic saxophone player. I'd single him out as a particularly, you know, he's a great straight-ahead player, and I like his playing very much.
So let's talk about composition. Is it a big part of what you do? And if so, what inspires you to write?
I used to write quite a bit. And there were four of my own compositions, I think, three or four on my first album. And I've got a load that I never play, and mainly because I just never get around to it. I like playing standards and like playing a lot of tunes by other jazz composers. I mean, we play stuff by Jimmy Duker and Harry South and, you know, Tubby and Ronnie and all those guys. That's the kind of thing I like to zone in. And I'd rather play that than play my own tunes. Mm. One of these days, maybe.
Well, yeah, but I know exactly what you mean. The bar is very high, isn't it? The standards set high. So tell me about the next song, because I'd love to know if this has got lyrics. All This and Heaven Too, Van Heusen, Delange. I mean, I don't know.
It does
this
have
tune.
Lyrics. It's funny, this, because I first heard this on an album by Ronnie Scott, recorded in the late 50s. And it was the only time I'd ever heard a jazz musician play it. Lots of jazz players quote it in their solos. I think when we play it, you'll recognise the actual main theme. It does have lyrics, so it might be one for you to check out, because it's a beautiful tune.
I can't wait. Well, let's hear it. And once again, I'll just name check your wonderful band on the drums, the incredible Clark Tracy. You've got Alec Dankwith on the bass. You've got John Critchett on the piano, Simon Spillett. Let's hear All This and Heaven Too. Thank you. All This and Heaven Too, composed by Jimmy Van Heusen and Delange, and that was played by Simon Spillett Quartet, who are Simon, of course, on the sax, John Critchison on piano, Alec Dankworth on bass, and Clark Tracy on the drums. And thanks to Simon and the guys, there'll be more music from them a little bit later on in the show. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB digital radio. We're coming up next, a preview of some of the jazz concerts on offer at this year's Bath International Music Festival in the company of journalist and broadcaster Kevin Legendre. But first up, let's hear one of the artists appearing at the festival, Soweto Kinch. He plays at the Comedia in Bath on May the 30th, and this is from his album The New Emancipation, and it's Help. Soweto Kinch and Help from his new CD, The New Emancipation. I'm joined by a journalist and broadcaster, Kevin Legendre. Welcome.
Hi, Claire.
So tell us all about the International Bath Music Festival.
Well, the great thing about it is that you can see all kinds of different types of music on any one day. It lasts for about a week, and you can see jazz, folk music, a string quartet. You could see somebody like Billy Bragg one day, and then the next day there'd be the Tokyo String Quartet or somebody from the world of pop. I think they've had Booker T in the past. So it's eclectic, to say the least.
It's day and night, not just night. And in the beautiful town of Bath, of course.
Wonderful thing about Bath is that you can walk around it. You could go to one of the smaller venues, like the Little Theatre, and then walk through several of the many squares that there are in Bath. You can admire all this amazing, beautiful architecture, the Roman spa that they have. It's just a very, very settling, relaxing setting. You walk across the bridge and then you get to another venue like the Pavilion. So it's easy to negotiate.
Brilliant. So a lot of jazz this year? Or
a fair amount.
Yeah.
The stuff that I've chosen is very good, but they've always had really good jazz in the past. A couple of years ago, I saw Branford Marsalis, which is really nice, David Murray. I mean, this year, some of the highlights like Soweto and Richard Galliano. It's a strong selection, as it is every year.
So let's talk about Soweto's gig on May the 30th, Kieran.
Yeah, it's the quartet that he features on the album with Byron Wallen as a guest artist. And obviously with Soweto, it's not just him playing the alto saxophone, it's him rapping as well, because that's a major part of what he does.
Yeah, has that always been the way? I mean, I thought that was quite recent.
On the very first album that he made, he was rapping on several tracks.
Right.
And just about every gig of his that I've been to, there's always a part of the performance where he does a freestyle rap. Mm. So in between playing all this amazing saxophone, he'll give you some very, very sharp, usually political, social commentary, which is what this record is all about.
Well, do you think that he's going to go down well with the nice people of Bath? Do you think they'll get the message and give him full support?
I think he will, actually, because Bath audiences, in my experience, are pretty open-minded. From the gigs that I've been to in the past, people are just very, very interested in anybody who has something interesting to say, musically or lyrically, which is why I think the whole festival is something which is very eclectic, which goes into all of these different areas musically works, because people, I think, are up for embracing anything which is new.
So let's talk about the next track we're going to play, which is Stian Carstensen.
Something completely different. Mm. So Stian Carstensen comes from Norway. He's an accordionist who I suppose a lot of British listeners might have discovered through his work with Ian Ballamy several years ago. He plays the accordion very, very beautifully, sometimes in quite an experimental way. He's been drawing on a lot of Bulgarian folk music in the work that he's been doing with this really interesting, quite freaky band called Farmers Market.
I've seen them live.
They are fantastic.
They really are good.
So they can take a traditional Bulgarian wedding song or an Indian raga or a Beatles song and put their own stamp on it and make the thing work. He's going to be doing a duet with the saxophonist from that group, who's called Trifon Trivanov. And the two of them really work well together. So the track that we're going to listen to, which gives you a little bit of an appetizer, is called Old Slow Melody.
Thank you.
old slow melody from the album Farmer's Market, and that was Jane Carstensen. I'm talking to Kevin Lejeune about the International Bath Festival this year. Does the Bath Festival especially commission pieces then, Kevin?
Yeah, there's always going to be something that you can see at Bath that you can't see elsewhere. And last year there was a really, really great gig by Empirical, which was a tribute to Cannonball Adderley, which I actually took part in myself as well, because I did a spoken word presentation just before they did their set.
Okay.
So there's always something that comes up. I mean, this year there's something that I'm very, very excited about, which is a tribute to Nina Simone by the young cellist and vocalist Ayanna Whitter Johnson, who's somebody who's had a lot of people talking for the last couple of years through her work with Courtney Pine and Nitin Sawhney.
Cellist, so singing and playing cello at the same time.
Yes.
That's yeah. Great. It's like another sort of a... that is a real fiddle to your bow, isn't it?
Yes.
Another string to your bow. But what's she like? Tell us about it. Is she English?
Yeah, she's English. As I say, her breakthrough was really working with Courtney Pine. She went on to work with Nitin Sawhney. But I think it was obvious from... I think the first appearance that she made with Courtney, that she would go on to become an artist in her own right, that she wasn't just going to be an accompanist.
And she's been smart because she's obviously making a splash by giving everyone a theme, this Nina Simone theme. Everybody loves Nina. They'll probably, you know, it's a very smart move to...
It's also challenging because doing Nina Simone's music is not easy. Mm. So I think it's a brave move. I have a sneaking suspicion that it's going to really work because the music is strong, the material is strong. But Ayanna as well, from what I've seen of her on stage, is a very, very strong, commanding personality.
So she hasn't actually recorded as yet, has she?
Not under her own name.
Okay.
I think that's going to be coming quite soon. She recently spent some time in America, and this is an interesting thing. She won the live at the Apollo in Harlem sessions, which is incredibly difficult to do.
To walk on that stage with a cello.
Exactly.
That's brave.
So, that's the world, for people who don't know, that's the world-famous kind of live session where anybody gets up on stage in front of an audience that is really, really demanding. Mm. And basically, you either sink or swim. You have about two minutes.
That's where Ella Fitzgerald starts.
Exactly. You have 2 minutes to win them over or you're out, basically.
Oh, no.
So that's a real feather in her cap.
Absolutely.
I think the fact that she's gone to America, she's done that. She has a lot of experience under her belt. The last time I saw her, she was actually performing a duet with Tom Corley, and it was great. So I think there's going to be an album from her pretty soon. So this is a nice little appetizer.
Well, this actually is Nina Simone, in case anyone gets confused. It's Sea Lion Woman from the album Broadway Blues and Ballads. And Ayanna Whitter Johnson is playing on May the 30th at the International Bath Festival at the Comedia.
Yeah. pockets, and she wreck his days, and she make him love her, then she shoot fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000, she wail and she moan.
Nina Simone with Sea Lion Woman from the album Broadway Blues Ballads. And Ayanna Whitter Johnson is playing the songs of Nina Simone on May the 30th at the Bath Commedia at 1 p.m. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. And I'm joined by journalist and broadcaster Kevin Lejeune, who's guiding me through some of the jazz highlights at this year's Bath Festival. So it runs for 10 days, Kevin. We've decided it's a Wednesday, the 25th of May to the 10th of June. It's looking good weather-wise. I hope if it's been like this, it's going
to
be fantastic.
It's a really nice thing to do, to actually go to one of the concerts in the afternoon, as we say, that you've got music all day, and to just stroll through the square afterwards and go to one of the evening concerts.
Let's talk about the last track you've brought in, Richard Galliano.
Richard Galliano, great French accordionist, another accordion player who plays in a very, very different style to Stian Carstensen, who we heard earlier. Galliano draws a lot on Astor Piazzolla. He also plays the bandoneon, as well as French folk music. There are strong Latin and Argentinian influences. It's very, very beautiful, very sensual. A couple of years ago, he made a great album, which was a tribute to Piazzolla. But we're going to listen to some music just to get everybody in the mood, which is an album where he features his own quartet with a really, really nice violinist and percussionist. And the music, you'll see, has this great sensuality, very, very Latin, very beautiful. It's a piece called Tangaria. Thank you.
Richard Galliano with Tangaria, and our thanks to Kevin Legendre. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Claire. It's my pleasure.
And the Bath International Music Festival runs from the 25th of May to the 5th of June, and Jazz Lineup will be there recording John Etheridge and John Hall are in concert, and also Andy Shepherd with John Paricelli, and that's on the 28th of May. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB digital radio. But time now for today's session guest, Simon Spillett Quartet, who are John Critchison on piano, Clark Tracy on drums and Alec Dankworth on the bass. Simon Spillett leads the band on sax, and here's the song By Myself. A great arrangement of By Myself, played by the Simon Spillett Quartet. And they continue now with a Leroy Anderson composition called I Never Know When to Say When.
Thank you.
I Never Know When to Say When, composed by Lee Ray Anderson and played by Simon Spillett and his wonderful quartet. So, Simon, your diary seems very full with great jazz dates up and down the country. I'm wondering, have you had a young player approach you for lessons, a bit like you approached Vic Ashe all those years ago?
I mean, I've had a couple of guys come up to me and say, you know, how do I get into the jazz business? How do I go and play straight-ahead jazz? And the key to that, I think, is listening. I immersed myself during my teens in listening to all the players that I really, really love. And they're the ones that have stuck with me to this day, really. People like Getz and Rollins and Coltrane and Tubby, Johnny Griffin. That whole core of the language. That's what I'd say. Go and listen and don't be put off. Practice a lot.
Brilliant. Well, thank you ever so much for playing for us today.
Been a pleasure.
You've got one more track to do. I'd like to introduce your band once more. Clark Tracy, of course, is at the drums. Alec Dankworth on the bass, and a bit of a national treasure, I think, on the piano. John Critchison on the piano, Simon Spillett. They're playing Nobody Else But Me by Jerome Kern.
Thank you.
Nobody Else But Me by Jerome Kern, and many thanks to Simon and the band, John Critchett on piano, Clark Tracy on drums, and Alec Dankworth on the bass. Of course, Simon Spillett on sax, and you can hear him on May the 26th if you're in Oxford and you go to the Spin Jazz Club. He's a guest with Pete Oxley's trio that starts at 8 o'clock. And on Thursday, June the 2nd, the Simon Spillett Quartet featuring this lineup but with Dave Green on bass, and that's at Broxbourne Rowing Club in Broxbourne in Hearts. Well, that's nearly it from Jazz Lineup this week. On next week's show, we have highlights of a concert set featuring saxophonist Tim Garland's Storm's Nocturne, with Joe Locke playing the vibes and Jeffrey Keyser on the piano and the keyboards. Plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights. And this week, Jez presents Norwegian pianist Tord Gustafsson and his ensemble, recorded at this year's Cheltenham Festival. And over the coming months, Jazz Lineup will also be playing out concert sets specially recorded for this programme at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival, including music from pianist John Taylor and saxophonist Julian Arguelles, Django Bates' beloved Bird project, and a rare chance to hear an interview with sax legend Ferro Sanders. All to come over the next few months. To finish today's show, something different from a musician who's just finished playing a couple of dates at the Barbican in London, its bassist Charlie Hayden. His latest recording has just been released, featuring his Quartet West, and is a sumptuous CD called Sophisticated Ladies, which, yes, you've guessed it, features a plethora of jazzettes, ranging from the smoky, soulful tones of the great Cassandra Wilson to the wistful elegance of diva Renee Fleming. Here's Diana Krall with a Gordon Jenkins song written in 1935, which became well known as the theme tune for the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and it's Goodbye. Until next time from me, Claire Martin, keep the jazz flag flying.
Forget you. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget how we promised one day to love one another forever that way. We said we'd never say goodbye. But that was long ago. And I know no use to wonder why. Let's say farewell with a sigh. Let love die, but we'll go. Our own way of living. So you take the high road and I'll take the low. It's time that we parted. It's much better so. But kiss me as you go. Thank you. forgotten, I know. No use to wonder why. Let's say farewell with a sigh. Let love die. It's time that we parted, much better so. But kiss me as you go.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Well, in this first couple of hours, a 15th century setting by Ockeghem of the De Profundis, Out of the Depths I Cry to You, O Lord. And before it, three symphonies from recent concerts given by the Romanian Radio National Symphony Orchestra. Brahms' first and Dvorak's last symphonies are to come, but they open with Mozart. In 1783, Mozart was in Linz, recently married, and en route to Salzburg to introduce Constanze to his family. And giving a concert in the theatre here in Linz, Mozart wrote to his father, "And as I don't have a single symphony with me, I'm writing a new one at breakneck speed." And this was the result, his Symphony No. 36.
Thank you.
Mozart's Symphony No. 36, his Linz Symphony. The players there, the Romanian Radio National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Christian Brâncuș. Walter Hilgers conducting the orchestra now in Brahms' First Symphony, a work Brahms famously put off writing until he was well and truly ready. "I shall never write a symphony," he once said. But in 1876, the First Symphony was finally unveiled at concerts which became more or less out-and-out music festivals, musicians travelling from far and wide to witness the long-awaited event at first hand.